Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so excited you're here. Before we get into today's episode, the mind, body, breath workshops, they're back. They're back in person, 90 minutes, women-only workshops where we do light breath work, embodiment practices. It's incredible because you get 90 minutes to yourself to totally tune into your body, leave everything at the door. You know when you say, I just need some time to actually do the things that I said that I want to do. This is that time. So often we're like, yeah, I want to add breath work or I want to add this thing into my routine. And what ends up happening is life happens. Life keeps on life in, you know? So it becomes more of a challenge. And when you're able to step out of your daily routine, come in, let somebody hold that space for you for an hour and a half, it is incredible. And I am experiencing this firsthand currently because I started doing group fitness again. I am back to group Pilates, which is incredible. It's a small intimate studio that I go to right in Metro Detroit. If you want to know which one, shoot me a message. And it is so nice that I am able to show up to a class, turn my brain off for 50 minutes, let somebody else tell me what to do. I don't have to make any choice. I don't have to make any decisions. I just book the class online, show up, do my workout, and leave. And the most incredible part is that the time of the class is like perfect because I drop my kids off at school and then I go right to this class. And they do have reformer Pilates, which I'm trying this week as well. I've been doing the mat Pilates. I don't do the hot mat Pilates only for the reason, number one, the time doesn't work for my schedule. It's either in the evening or the later morning classes, and that just doesn't work for my schedule. But also because I have this weave in my head, and I don't wash my own hair. I get my hair washed once a week, and if it ain't lining up with my blowout schedule, I'm not going to do it. Simply for that reason, it just gets really gross. Like, I take really good care of my hair. I pay a lot of money for my hair, for my extensions, you know, and I'm just very mindful. Not to say that I won't ever do it, but it has to line up with my schedule. Okay, that's besides the point. Let's get back into the workshop. If you want to join us, it's $55 to come to the workshop, 90 minutes. You'll bring, they have mats at the studio. So we're in Sterling Heights. We're back at the Ohana Fitness and Wellness Studio. They have mats there. I just tell everybody to bring some water, wear comfortable clothes, bring a journal or a notebook. If you have an eye mask, bring one. If not, I always have extras. And then bring a pillow or a blanket because you get to lay down for like 75% of the workshop. You get to lay in a dark, warm space where you feel real cozy and comfortable, and you just get to tune into your body and feel the energy of the room. It's all women. And it's such a beautiful practice. I take the summers off of the workshops for the most part, and we're back October 19th. It's at 10:30 in the morning. It's 90 minutes. If you want to join us, click the link in the show notes or message me on Instagram. You can see it in my drop-down menu too in my bio, and you can join us. It's going to be incredible. So today, this weekend, this is like a little bit of life updates, and I like a podcast where people give me a little life update. Like, I love personal development. You guys probably tune into this specific podcast and show because it's very personal growth, right? We talk about all of the things, frequency and energy and embodiment and somatic practices. But there's also elements of life that I want to talk about, and this will all tie in together. I listen to a couple podcasts where it's very much pop culture and just listening about people's lives. And I find it so, like, I love it. I listen to Kristen Cavallari's podcast too. And she does like a lot of life updates. And I like to hear these things. Now, I am not her. I'm not a celebrity, right? But I still like to hear these things because it's almost like breaking that fourth wall. If you're listening to a podcast where you don't know the host personally, right? I don't know Kristen Cavallari. I don't know. Caitlin Bristow is another one that I listen to. And it's like when I can hear little drops into their lives, I'm like, this is so cool. This is what we really didn't have I'm a millennial, for my generation growing up, right? Reality TV never broke the fourth wall. Like if you go back to like Jersey Shore days, you know what I mean? In like 2000, what was it? 2003 or 2006, whatever, in my high school days, they didn't break the fourth wall. It was very much you watch the reality show and that's it. You don't know anything else about these people's lives unless they're doing an interview, right? So that's what I love about podcasting. And I want to just say this weekend was very strange. Friday was a weird day. It started, and this I didn't even know it started. We have, a cleaning crew that comes once every 2 weeks, so twice a month, to our house. They do all the deep cleaning, right? The floors and the bathrooms and all the things and whatever. And this wasn't really part of it. This was just something really funny. Like, I'm like, I got to tell this story somewhere. Like, maybe I tell it on my socials. I'm like, this is just so stupid. This just kind of like flows into what a weird day Friday was. I wasn't going to be home. I ended up coming home to shower after Pilates. And I forgot my headphones at home, so I wanted to come get them anyway. So I come home. I told them, I'm like, I'm not going to be home. No one's going to be here. It's just going to be the cleaning people, right? Well, my husband, Jeremy, ended up coming home. I didn't know he was stopping home. And like, he walks into the house and the cleaning people were like, excuse me, sir. Who are you? Like, do you live here? We've had the same cleaning people since our last house, I believe, which is like 6-7. Oh my God, I said it without even trying to say it. If you guys have Gen Alpha kids, 6-7, you guys know it's a thing. 6 or 7, okay, maybe 5 to 7 years. We've had the same cleaning people and they didn't know who my husband was because he is literally never here during the day. And they're like, excuse me, strange man, what are you doing in your own home? They're like, do you live here? He's like, yeah, I actually live here. And so he was like making jokes with these cleaning people. Me and Jeremy have this inside joke of like, he mistyped something one time in a text message. And instead of saying just, it came up Judy. So we have this like running joke that like, there's this Judy in our lives that like, you know, like you can imagine like where that joke would go because it's kind of funny, like a big booty Judy. We talk about it all the time. And he's like, well, just, you know, tell Mallory. The cleaning people are like, well, do you know Mallory? He's like, yeah, Mallory's my wife, like because I'm here all the time when they're here. And he's like, well, just tell him, you know, me and Judy stopped by the house today. And this lady was like, what are you talking about? Like crazy strange man that I've never seen come into this home before. But okay, like whatever you say, sure guy, right? Like it started off weird in the beginning of the day. And I didn't even know this happened until he told me that it happened. I'm like, this is just so strange. So then he went to go, you know, submit the payment to the cleaning people. And he went to put in like the little line, like, this is from Judy. And I'm like, she's not the one here. Like it was just, it's bizarre. And I'm like, this is just the weirdest start to the day. And we were going on date night that night. That story really has no point other than it's kind of funny. But we're going on date night that night. You know, our kids aren't home. We're getting ready to go. And it's an early date night. If we're not going to, because we're ravers now, if you didn't know, like we like to rave festivals. Like we like to go to festivals and we like to go see DJs live, right? And if we're not planning for one of those nights that we know they're going to be late, because a lot of times like we're going to one coming up locally and the headliner I don't think goes on until 10 or 11, and we tried to stay up to watch Austin City Limits John Summit's live performance on Hulu, and it was 9:55 central time, which meant it was 10:55 our time on a Sunday night, and we're like, absolutely not. Like, we watched 2 minutes of Disco Lines, which is another one of our favorite. He's the one that does the No Broke Boys song. Like, you guys know that song. It's like the EDM version of it. We watched like 2 to 3 minutes, and we're like, we're going to bed. It was like, we barely caught it at 9:55 our time. Like, there's no way we can stay up. So unless we're planning on going, and we know, and we're like preparing ourselves, drinking like an evening coffee to stay up, like, we're going to dinner at 5 or 5:30. That's our jam. We had a 5:30 dinner reservation downtown at we love this restaurant. We go there all the time. Like, when we go downtown, and we get down, well, on our way down there, we're coming from like north of Detroit. Yeah. North of Detroit, driving down into the city. We're driving down the expressway. And at that time of day, it just gets a little sus. Like, it gets a little dicey on the expressway heading into the city. And, you know, like, when it's stop and go traffic, and like, you get a good flow for a minute, and then all of a sudden you got to stop because like, it's backed up for whatever reason. That's what was happening. And I'm sitting there. I'll just say it. Like, I don't drive when I'm in the car with my husband. The only time I think I drove with him in the car was when he had his LASIK eye surgery done. Like, 'cause you can't physically drive. So he's driving, I'm in the passenger seat, and we're kind of like the stop and go for a couple minutes. And I looked at him and I'm like, oh my God, like, I can just see it now. Like, cars going like, doom, 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 like bumping, like when you hit somebody's bumper, you know, you're not like somebody rear ends somebody else. And then it's like the cars just have like that domino effect and like hit a couple cars in front of him. And I spoke it out loud. And the minute I did that, I go, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. 'Cause like, you know, your words are frequency. You're putting it out there. And not to say that's anything, you know, whatever. I'm like, I just said it in my head. I go, man, I shouldn't have said that out loud, because it was just like one of those intrusive thoughts that just came out, and I said it because I'm like, this is what I'm feeling in this moment. I kid you not, 1 to 2 minutes later, this guy hits us, like hits the side of our car, because apparently it was an older car. I won't get into details about it, but like, he said his brakes went out, whatever, and he like slid over and ended up hitting the side of our car. It was whatever, like, it wasn't whatever. I'm not going to get into details here, but I'm just like, mother F. I said, not that it didn't happen only because I said that out loud, but it got me thinking of like, this shit's weird right now in the world. And it's like, that frequency that you carry, that gets transmitted into the universe, whether you're writing something, like if you're thinking something, to writing something, to speaking it out loud, like that shit holds some weight. It carries some weight. Like, it does. And I'm not saying that's the, you know, that's why that happened. Accidents happen all of the time. But I was just like, this is weird. And it happened again the next day at soccer. I was like, I went to the car to grab something, and I came back and I said something to another one of the soccer parents. I was like, oh, did they score again? Like, the other team. And they were like, no, it's still, you know, 1-0, 0-1, or whatever it was. And within 10 seconds, the other team scored again. I'm like, mother, I got to shut my mouth. Like, I have to start. Why am I speaking? Like, first of all, those were two negative, like more negative things. 'Cause I was talking about the opposing team. 'Cause they were just, they were playing really good. Okay. And I'm like, first of all, the two things I said out loud were not to our benefit. Like, I got, you know, these intrusive thoughts be winning sometimes, and they just come out of my mouth. I'm like, I didn't mean to say it. And I was texting Jeremy, 'cause I wasn't sitting by him. He was across the field. I was in the shade. And I was just like, well, let me just, this is, I gotta stop. First of all, like, I gotta mind what I'm saying, be very mindful about what I'm saying in the way that I'm saying it. Like, I'm just going to start saying things like, you know, $1 million. Like, is that just going to come to me? I don't know. It's just, this is just all a collective of how strange Friday was. That was on Saturday. But then we get to dinner on Friday, and we sit down, we're sitting on the patio. It's like the perfect summer into fall weather this last week. Like, it's been in the 80s. So by the time we went to dinner, it was like 75, 78 degrees. The sun is like behind the buildings, and we're sitting outside, and I'm sitting in the side facing the street, because we were like right on one of the downtown streets. in Detroit. And Jeremy's facing into the building. And there was just tables of individuals that we were kind of, you know, you can hear people's conversations. You feel their energy. You're looking around, just observing people. And mind you, Detroit is a very strange city sometimes. There's all different types of humans that are walking around the streets of Detroit. Like, it's a wild place. And just some of these conversations and the groups of people that we were next to was just, and this is no judgment. Like, I love it, right? However, it felt like we were living in the Sims world. Like, we were in a simulation world the entire evening. It was just, and people could be looking at us and thinking the exact same thing, right? It's just when you start to jump timelines, which I believe many of us are, if you are amongst the people that are quote unquote waking up right now, we're jumping timelines in our sleep during different, you know, events that are happening. It's a little crazy right now. And I'm just looking around and I'm looking at Jeremy and I'm like, what the F? I could feel it in my body that I'm like, this feels like we're living in the Sims world. Like, we're living in a simulation. It was the most, I've never felt like that at a dinner before. And I'm just like, or out at an event, I'm just looking around and I'm looking at just people in general. And I'm just like, is this even real right now? Like, this is feeling, I'm looking at him and my eyes are like bulging out of my head. I'm just like, I can't handle this. Like, I am feeling so strange. So I don't know if I was jumping timelines and collapsing timelines in the last couple days that now I'm just hypersensitive and aware even more than I was before. And then we're sitting there. So if you guys haven't watched Wayward on Netflix, it is a show. We just stumbled upon it. It's like a brand new show on Netflix. It's about a school in this town. I'm not going to give anything away around it, but it's like where the premise is where like troubled youths and children go. You know, it's not like a boot camp school, but it's like they come and take you and you go to this school and you're supposed to, you know, become more reformed or refined or whatever it is. And you like live in these dorms that are kind of like prison cells. Like, it's a whole thing, and it's about this city where this school is and how weird and strange and corrupt the city that they live in. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. And there's a common theme in the show that there's all these toads that live in this city, and it's just kind of like a theme. Like, it's just, if you watch it, like, it's a theme. And all of a sudden, we're sitting at dinner and I'm just observing what's happening around me. It's not good or bad. It's just like, I'm just observing how strange I'm feeling the collective energy is. And I look over and the woman sitting at the table next to us has a freaking toad tattooed on her forearm. And we just finished the show the night before. And because of how weird and crazy and creepy and messed up this show is, and I'm looking at this woman's arm and I'm just like, what? What? What is happening? It was just like weird. I don't know what the meaning of all of this is. It's just like, I'm becoming more aware and I'm just like feeling this overwhelming, just like, what is going on? Like, we're waking up. Jeremy's like, you're just, you know, continuing your next, you're evolving into your next level as you continue, you know, to have this awakening even more so, even deeper. It's just like, you know, we all go through it. He has moments like this all of the time throughout the day where it's just like, I don't believe anything is a coincidence. Now, I don't know what the meaning of all of this is. It's just like, as you continue to grow and evolve and expand, like, you start to know things and pay attention to things. And it is so bizarre. You know what I mean? And there's an Aloe that just opened downtown. One of my favorite stores. It's an athleisure brand, if you're not familiar. And I'm like, he wanted to go into another store downtown. And I'm like, okay, well, the Aloe is like literally across the street. So I'm going to go over. He's like, can I, you want me to like, we were going to split up, you know, to kind of like save time because we wanted to get home, you know, we're tired. And from our 5:30 PM dinner reservation. And, he's like, I don't know if you should be going alone, like in your state of mind. I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I promise you, I will be fine. And I was like, I ran in and out. I had a couple things that I needed to grab, whatever. And he got what he needed to grab. And I was just like, this is just so weird. Like, it's just, it's a bizarre time. And we're in a time where manifestation isn't just a concept, right? Sound is energy. Your voice carries a vibration. When you combine that with your focus and attention and nervous system regulation, and you're basically tuning your radio to the station that you want via frequency, right? People think Wi-Fi, like people just blindly accept Wi-Fi. We just, yes, we accept Wi-Fi as a thing. We know it's happening. We don't know, like, I don't know how Wi-Fi happens, right? I don't know those things. My brain doesn't work like that. But then we want to question and doubt that, like, energy and frequency are like, oh no, this is this crazy woo-woo thing. It's like, well, how do you think, like, what is Wi-Fi? You know what I mean? Like, that's frequency and shit moving through the air that we, how, right? Like, I'm a terrible person to explain how Wi-Fi works. I have no idea. But I know energy and vibration and frequency is real. And right now, this veil is thin. And we're noticing what we say and the way we say it can start showing up quickly if we're putting the right intention behind what we want to put out there. So many people want to manifest, right? We're like, I want to manifest. I want to call these things in. Great. But if we believe deep in our minds and in our bodies that we're not either worthy of that thing, we don't truly believe it, it's not an energetic match. Like, it's not, you can't trick yourself into manifesting something that you know isn't true. You know what I mean? If you are in a deep struggle with your body right now, and I'm saying this just as an example, and you just keep telling yourself like, no, I love my body just how it is right now, but you are in a deep battle of just like wanting to change something, or maybe you want to shift something, or you're, you know, whatever, you know, deep down, you're like, well, I don't right now. That's not where I am. And I'm just being completely honest with myself. You can't outsmart yourself in that way and just wake up and be like, I'm just going to say this affirmation and then it's all going to be fine. Or, you know, I'm want to call in $1 million, but you're thousands of dollars in debt right now. And you're waking up telling yourself you're a millionaire and your subconscious is like, the fuck you are at? No, like, girl, no, that is so far from the, you know what I mean? There's a lot of work to do there internally. And I'm not saying we can't have these aspirations and call in different things in our lives and in our worlds and in our energy fields, right? Of course. But there's a lot of work to be done before all of a sudden you can just tell yourself, well, I have a millionaire's mindset and you're $100,000 in debt. You know what I mean? Like, your mind, your subconscious is like, girl, please. Like, okay. And then we get so frustrated of why it's not working. This is why doing nervous system work and regulation, removing and clearing stored trauma and belief systems, cutting cords in our body is so imperative to actually getting these things to start to move in our lives. You know? So just take that for what you will. Do with that information what you want. Okay? I'll leave it there. But there's a collective weirdness. Timelines are collapsing. You might feel the sense of time moving faster, days blending in together, reality feeling off. It's partly can be some nervous system overload, right? We have constant dopamine in our phones, computers, whatever. Partly a collective awakening. More people are starting to question. More people are starting to look at and choose embodiment practices over distraction, like all of you. Yay. Especially the women in the activation room. Like, it has been so cool. We've almost done our first full week. It's been a really cool group to be a part of. And this collapsing of timelines, it's quite wild right now. And you might feel things are just starting, this loop is continuing. Reality might feel shorter. It feels like these moments are glitching in time. You're not alone. You're not alone. Do I have all the answers around it? Absolutely not. But I choose to believe that we are more than just humans walking this earth. We have a divine purpose. Energy and frequency is real. We have soul contracts to be here. I believe that we are so much more powerful than we have access to in our current bodies, that a lot of that was stripped away thousands of years ago by certain groups in this world that we will never know who they are. Because as humans, they discovered we were too powerful and they stripped away and wanted to calcify our pineal gland, right? Like if we had access to that, like again, tinfoil hat, like you're telling me these pyramids, like no, absolutely not. Like the technology that was around when these pyramids were built. Okay. There's not other things and beings and you know what I mean? That were part of that. Like I refuse to believe a lot of the things in the history books that are currently being taught out in our society. Okay. Okay. We'll leave it at that. All right. So how can we ground ourselves to anchor this frequency, right? If you feel like you're glitching, if you feel like you're collapsing timelines, if you're looking around feeling like we're in a simulation right now. None of this feels real. And you're like, am I taking crazy pills? Like, am I a crazy person right now? Like, deep breath. Even if you're not feeling that at full force all of the time, right? Like, yes, you should be aware and be awake and all these things. But also, like, we're here meant to live our lives. Right? We can't always be searching for things. Like, this is why we need to come back and ground ourselves to anchor in our frequency. So if you want to tune in and dial in your manifestation practices, start using more intention to drop into your body. Because if we're just trying to speak these things out, but your body is clogged with all of this other stuff, you're blocked, you're feeling stuck, there's no more space to hold. Well, you can just speak these things out until you're blue in the face, and then you're going to just keep getting frustrated and keep entering into that loop. And it's like, well, I'm trying to manifest, but nothing is coming true. And then we give up and then we try again. It's like, why isn't this working? Right? Like we're trying to build a body that can hold more. And how do we do that? By tapping inside, grounding ourselves, moving energy through the body to create more space. Breath work, movement. Breath, sound, and movement. That's how we move and process energy through our bodies. Okay. So speaking your desires out loud every morning while moving your body, super powerful practice, even if it sounds silly. So what kind of practice feels really good to you? Is it walking? Is it stretching? Is it doing mirror work? Is it doing very light breath work? And I'm not saying you have to do an hour breath work practice before you get out of bed, right? You can do 3 deep inhales with an audible exhale. That is also breath work, right? You're moving energy and breath through your body. Beautiful. And then you can speak a desire into the universe. You can write these things down in the morning and at night. What are you grateful for? You can anchor and root yourself in gratitude. And again, not these things that you're like, well, I am a 100 millionaire, right? It's like, no, what are you actually grateful for currently, right now in your life? We do this every night with our kids before we go to bed. And it's like little things, like my 7-year-old, he got a glow in the dark, like invisible ink pen. And that's what he was grateful for that day. You know, like something so silly and small, but he like gave everybody tattoos in the family. And then he held up his little light and like we have 6-7 written all over our body, invisible ink. He traced over one of my tattoos, right? Because that was like really fun for him. The kids are grateful, you know, that they got to spend time with their grandma or that they had a friend come over or that they love our cat so much, right? Like little things, like anchoring those practices in every night and every morning. Super powerful. This one, I'm like, and of course, everything happens for a reason, right? Oh my God. But like these two coincidences, like what happened in our car, for me, it's like I have to limit how much you're speaking about what you don't want. I didn't want to get hit. Okay. Thank God no one's hurt. Like on both sides, like nobody was hurt. It was like a tap, but there's still damage, right? Nobody was hurt on either side. So thank God for that. Like, we were very grateful for that. I'm like, I have to limit some of these intrusive thoughts that are like coming out. Like, girl, calm down. And Jeremy's looking at me. He's like, you witch. You know, he didn't say that. But like, he's looking at me. He's like, well, shit. Like, all right. You know? So I have to be very mindful of, and this also goes hand in hand. If you are around people, or maybe it's you, I don't know, start to notice who you're around. What kind of conversations are you having? Like, are you in circles that are reiterating stories that happened 5, 10, 15 years ago, the same negative stories? Maybe it's about a person, about a situation. Maybe you have a friend or two or three or five or six that love to gossip, right? And then you get around these people. So then you want to partake, and it's like, that doesn't feel good. At least for me, that doesn't feel good in my body. Just so I'm very, very mindful of things like that. Because that doesn't feel good for me. So start to notice, pay attention. How do you feel if you are around groups of people like that? Words have frequency. Pay attention to that. Okay. Come back to your body through breath, sound, movement. You can do this in nature, in water, in stillness, disconnecting from your devices, a cold plunge, a sauna, a walk, okay? All of these things, many of those things are free. Like, nature is free. Go outside, touch some grass. You know what I mean? Like, go outside, sit in the sun. Go outside, feel the wind, okay? Many of these things you have access to, but free 99. All right. If you want to take it up a notch, come to one of my workshops, right? If you're a woman listening to this and you're local in Metro Detroit, I firmly believe that if you invest time, energy, and money into yourself, that's the quickest way you're going to up level. Like, Jeremy, you know, would always, I don't know where he got this from, but it's like, it's through one of his mentors or one of, you know, people out there doing this work. They're like, if you can cut a check to make a problem go away, if you have access to do that, that's what you should be doing. You know what I mean? So like, look at it like, let's say you have a problem with your air conditioning or HVAC or whatever in your house. And you're like, oh no, I can try to figure it out myself. But how many hours, how much time, how much energy is that going to take from you? How much money are you going to have to invest, like, of, you know, trying to figure it out if you have to buy supplies, whatever, right? How many YouTube videos may you have to watch, right? And let's say what you could have done, let's say it was $100 to give to somebody. And now that amount of money is a lot to some people. That amount of money is a little to some people. I am not to say, like, everyone has their own threshold, right? Okay. If you are in a place, or even if you're stretching yourself a little bit to be in a place, here you go. This expert's going to come in and have it done in an hour. And this may have taken you 2 weeks. This is exactly what I'm doing. If you didn't listen to last week's episode with the ladies from Clutter Bee Organizers, that episode was so good. Like, we could definitely do a part two, because it is like, they drop so much knowledge on how to get your shit organized in your house. It's insane. Go back and listen to it if you haven't listened to it already. That this is exactly the same thing. They are coming in a couple weeks to do my entire storage room in my basement with me, right? Like, I'll come in and we go over all of the things. They bring supplies, they bring stuff. That's an investment. But what I've been trying to get down in that basement for years. Years. Not weeks, years. So what I'm going to do is invest in them to come in. Because they said, here's the takeaway from last week. They said, if you are starting in your home, instead of doing little rooms or little parts of your space, start with your garage or your basement, because that is your home base. When you're cleaning out other areas of your home, a lot of times some of those things are going to end up going in a storage space, either in your garage or in your basement. Well, all of those things have to have a home. Instead of just shoving more crap into your basement or garage, it's like, well, now it's all been cleaned, cleared out, organized, donated, whatever. Now everything has a home down there. So when you're moving stuff through your house, like combing through every area of your house, you can decide, is this donating, get rid of, or keep? Where are we going to keep it? If it needs to go in the basement, like if you have holiday stuff that needs to get put away in your garage or basement, now everything has a home. It's like, whoa. So instead of me having them come in and do other areas of my house, I'm like, no, just like they said, start with the basement. Now all this other stuff that needs to live in the basement, it's already going to have a home. It's already going to be cleaned out and organized. I'm like, yes. Yeah. So it's the same thing. If you can invest time, energy, money into outsourcing something, do that. That is how some of the most successful people in this world, that's how they move. That's how they move. Okay. And you can say that sounds some sort of way. That is just facts. Okay. It's facts. Go and listen to some of these top podcasts, some of these authors, some of these people out there running programs and courses and whatever. This is how they operate and move. Because at some point, something's got to shift, right? Like, you are upgrading, you are elevating. Take that for what you will. Okay. The veil is thin out there. We're starting to see things. We're starting to become even more aware. You don't have to wait years for some of these desires to come to life, but you do have to be conscious about what you're saying and speaking and thinking out loud, because it all is connected. Energy, frequency, you start to feel it. The more you start to have a relationship and connection with your body, the more sensitive you become to a lot of things, to people, to food, to environment. I am so sensitive to my environment, to the music, to the volume of things that are happening around me, that it's almost annoying, where it's like it's a lot sometimes, where it's like, even if we're in the car and I'm driving with Jeremy, I'm like, why, this is too much. Like, environmental things for me, it's a challenge sometimes, right? So the more you become awake and aware, the more sensitive you may become. And this is why you might start to notice certain relationships fall away. Certain friendships may start to dissolve. You might have some conflict in these areas of your life because you are no longer a match to the frequency that these people are carrying. And that is neither good nor bad. It just is. Like, you don't have to put a meaning or a label behind it. It just is. And that's okay. So deep breath. If you're feeling some of these shifts, if you're feeling this collective weirdness, if you're feeling like you're waking up, and it can feel isolating sometimes. Like, I'm very thankful to have my husband who's into this type of work. We're in it together. So I'm very fortunate, but it's a lot. It's a lot. Okay. It's not just this woo-woo stuff. This is real. This is physics. This is energy. This is all of these things. Okay. It's true. All right. So if you want to come and join us, have somebody else hold that space for you, October 19th, join us, Mind Body Breath Workshop, 90 minutes. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited to get back into the studio and hold these workshops again. Click the link down below in the show notes. You can register, send me a message on Instagram. We will get it to you. Or if you're already on my email list, it's in there. The link is in there. It's been sent out to you. I also have a new obsession series on Instagram. I did my first one last week, and it's super fun. I have more coming, so I can't wait to share even more of those with you. By the time this episode comes out, there will probably be somewhere out there anyway. So, all right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. Thanks for sitting and listening and, yeah, doing this work. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So honor yourself, feel that gratitude, give yourself that gratitude, like acknowledge yourself for listening even to podcasts, right? Because that is time out of your day. So, all right, that's all I have for you right now. I hope you guys have a fabulous week, and I'll see you next time. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.